Isabel took the clothes, and narrowly inspecting them with eye and hand, said with a fervent voice that was heard even in Michael's despair,
"No, Lucy is yet among the living. There are no marks of violence on the garments of the innocent. No murderer's hand has been here. These blood spots have been put there to deceive. Besides, would not the murderer have carried off these things? For what else would he have murdered her? But, oh, foolish despair, what speak I of? For wicked as the world is, aye, desperately wicked, there is not on all the surface of the wide earth a hand that would murder our child. Is it not plain as the sun in the heaven that Lucy has been stolen by some wretched gypsy beggar?"
The crowd quietly dispersed, and horse and foot began to scour the country. Some took the high roads, others all the bypaths, and many the trackless hills. Now that they were in some measure relieved from the horrible belief that the child was dead, the worst other calamity seemed nothing, for hope brought her back to their arms. Agnes had been able to walk home to Brackenbrae's, and Michael and Isabel sat by her bedside. All her strength was gone, and she lay at the mercy of the rustle of a leaf or a shadow across the window. Thus hour after hour passed, till it was again twilight.
"I hear footsteps coming up the brae," said Agnes,
who had for some time appeared to be slumbering, and in a few moments the voice of Jacob Maine was heard at the outer door.